Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk.
We had a chance this weekend in college football. From Boise winning the Mountain West to James Madison securing their spot thanks to Duke's win over UVA. James Madison's in the CFP. Tulane beat North Texas. They're in the CFP. So you had joy, certainly, and North Texas had a shot to make the CFP with their wins if they had won. So you got pain as well. But those don't make the misery index because I don't like to highlight the misery of Group of Five teams. It's not what I'm about here. I like to point at the misery of the big fan bases because that's more fun. I don't know if there's a fan base more miserable than the one that originates out of South Bend, Indiana. And I can't even take too much glee because I didn't hear a lot of pushback from the regular Notre Dame fan about being left out for Miami. It's about Alabama. And we talked about yesterday, the inconsistency of it all, the nature of the committee to pick and choose what guidelines work for them as opposed to having a set guidelines that everyone knows about and everyone can go into each weekly ranking not being surprised because everyone knows. Did the team reach these guidelines? Then we would know how these teams would be ranked. But because this feels like it happens at random, going from 9 one week to 10 the next week, then completely out, got a smart. And it's a fan base that I've had issues with since I was a kid, just because of the nature of the rivalry. They got to be miserable, and they have a right to feel like they were screwed. But in some ways, you probably should have seen it coming. The moment they decided to elevate Alabama to protect them from a loss in the SEC title game, that should have been your first clue that hijinks were afoot and Notre Dame suffers the consequences of that. Not playing a game, finishing the regular season, winning 10 games in a row, being in every playoff ranking as a week in the field, being in the field, solidly in the field.
Ahead of Miami. By multiple teams.
Yeah, having a team going into last week as a buffer and maybe realizing if you didn't see all, or not realizing, but if you didn't see all the angles, thinking, oh, BYU lost. That bid Steelers out the door. We're in. The oddsmaker said they're in. They're like minus 3,000 in places. People were looking at the odds and going, you know what? That means Miami is out, or at least competing with Alabama, not Notre Dame. Turns out when that number 9 hit for Alabama, they didn't even drop after getting their ass kicked. I got to imagine a sinking feeling for Notre Dame fans. Like, wait a minute. Our thought of a buffer is out the door. We got a real shot to not enjoy the next 3 minutes. And the after, and that was the case. So they go from solidly in, being talked about as playing the best football in America, to boycotting in some ways their bowl game, and being the laughing stock because now everyone's calling them soft, the P word, bad sports.
P word. I've seen it. That's unnecessary.
I think it is, but I've seen it.
I think they're soft. I think it's a loser move.
Whiny.
I'm not going to go pee.
I'm not calling them that. I wouldn't call them that. I mean, I did August 31st when they played way back in way back then, but not today. I'm not calling them that today. It's unnecessary. The heat of competition is over. I don't have to call them that. But they
are. You sure you don't want to go to College Station?
No, I don't, because I don't want to get yell at an Aggie fan. Like if Malachi Toney scores an early touchdown, I don't want to allow the real me to come out, because I will have like four other Miami fans there, and that'll be the only protection. So I'm not. You got to understand your situation. I don't know if Aggie fans get into fights.
I don't.
But I'd be outnumbered like 109,000 to 4 or whatever the hell the capacity of Kyle Field is. So
it'll be you. It'll be Warren Sapp.
Michael Irvin. No, he's coaches for Colorado. He can't be.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. That,
Michael Irvin.
I always forget that he coaches for.
Michael Irvin will be there.
Yeah, Michael Irvin. Sebastian, the Ivis, will be there.
Maybe Andre will be there. Maybe Andre Johnson will make a game. He went back. Yeah. He was not at a Miami game earlier this year as they honored
him.
The
Rock should come.
Sure he's not filming another bad Kevin Hart movie?
He said he's done doing this.
Done doing bad Kevin Hart movies?
Yeah. Oh. He said he wants to work for, you know, a higher purpose now.
You mean an Oscar? That's his higher purpose?
He wants to push himself artistically.
That's why he was in Smashing Machine?
Now, they are, I think, still filming Jumanji 3.
Oh, well.
But
the check's still cash.
but besides that.
Yeah. Once that's done.
And if they ever get around to the Fast and Furious.
Well, he did make commitments. He's not gonna pull back on his commitments. Honorable man.
He can't. The Rock can't back out on the Fast and Furious franchise.
No, of course not. One of your goats, the Fast and Furious franchise.
It is my goat.
So Notre Dame is number one.
Rightfully so.
Honorable mention to Joey Galloway for his performance. He was very upset about how things played out on Sunday. Mm. He's not a Notre Dame fan. He's, of course, an Ohio State Buckeye. His team firmly in the field, but he seemed to take glee in the thought of Notre Dame making the field. That glee led to dismay and disbelief as the committee just did whatever the hell they wanted to in their final selection. So Notre Dame number one, clear number one, no doubt about it. And it's understandable why they would be upset. Number two. Yeah, all you got to do is beat 7-5 Duke and you're in the playoff. Look, Tony Elliott, the head coach of UVA's, he had a great year. They told a story on the broadcast at the ACC title game that they got an influx of cash and donations from anonymous donors. He doesn't even know who to thank for the money they were able to use to acquire players in the portal, because the money just came in. They didn't tell him, their names weren't attached, and they used that money. Does sound like some dark money
sounds
scheme.
So shady. But when you put it like that.
Yeah, but they said it.
It's that
anonymous donations helped them build that roster to one where they were within a fourth down stop in overtime.
It's like the end of Fast Five where they drop the pile of money at Vince's family's after Vince dies, saving the crew.
Allegedly dies. At the time, allegedly dies. Now clearly alive. But you mean Vince Diesel? I'm thinking not Vince.
Vince, the
character.
Yeah, the character.
Yeah, I was confusing Vince and Vin Diesel. Of course, Dominic Toretto is what I should have been thinking of.
Well, I also thought he died at the end of the first movie. So
yeah, how many times did Vince almost die?
At least once.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Fast X Part 2. TBD.
I will definitely
budget TBD.
I will definitely be watching that on HBO Max or wherever it comes out. I'm not going to theaters for...
Might be Netflix. Might be Paramount.
Yeah, at that point, who knows? Who knows who will have the rights to that? So, Virginia, great comeback. Mm-hmm. Down double digits. They come back in the fourth quarter to tie the game. They score a late touchdown to tie it, and it feels like all the momentum's on their side. Duke goes for it on fourth and goal. Mensa rolls to the right, finds an open tight end for the touchdown. And then he gets hit late, and we found out that in overtime, in college overtime, if you commit a penalty on the final play, even if it's a scoring play, they can enforce that penalty not on the extra point, but on your next offensive play. Yeah. So instead of starting at the 25-yard line, Virginia started at the 40. As long as you get first downs, doesn't matter. I mean, it's not four plays to score a touchdown. It's four
It's four plays to get a first down.
Yeah, you still need a touchdown. Yeah. So starting at the 40.
It's tougher, but it's not like you have to get there in four plays, like it's flag football or something. So they could have done it, but on the first play, they run a trick play, a throwback to the quarterback who then subsequently throws a pick, and Duke goes on the win. It is a very funny way to lose.
Chandler Morris's
previous pass was a game-tying touchdown to keep their CFP hopes alive. His next pass was a game-ending and season-ending interception.
It is the end of the Oregon-Penn State game. Just like, what if you add a trick play instead?
Yeah.
Because the immediate, like, thudding, you know, first and 10 interception you lose is a tough way to go. It being added onto by, like, there's some laterals and throwbacks, and then it's, like, still just an interception.
Yeah. All that trickery fooled exactly no one that was important for Duke.
And not, like, it didn't fool Duke at all.
No.
Like, the guy was covered.
Yeah, he double covered.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Did not trick a soul in the Duke secondary, and they wind up
Manny
winning.
Manny Diaz had his defense ready for that. Shout out to Manny.
I was listening.
Manny Diaz got Miami in the playoff.
We talked about yesterday why the committee has such a problem. Despite Hunter Yurecek saying Duke winning had nothing to do with putting Miami in, Sean Mapes doesn't believe that at all. That's why their credibility is an issue. I found it funny during the broadcast because my experience watching Manny Diaz's defenses, hell, you have some experience doing that as well, watching that week to week, where I think it was either, it might have been McElroy, maybe McDonough, who were calling the game, said, you know, the Duke defense tends to be unsound and takes chances. I was like, you damn right. Yeah. I know that about a Manny Diaz defense, but they're playing a little bit more conservative, being more straight up. Like, Manny, I think, got a talking to by the Penn State people. And they're like, hey, all that crap you're pulling at Texas and Miami, you can't do that here. We have a certain standard we want to play to. And all those, hey, tackle for loss or big play stuff you like to do, not here.
Nuh-uh.
So he was a little less aggressive there. But that aggression without the Penn State reins on him came back at Duke. And they gave up big plays and made big plays. And funnily enough, sound defensive football won them that football game on the pick. So, Manny Diaz, ACC champion. And, of course, when people thought that the team he used to coach, was a head coach for, wasn't going to make the playoff, all the tweets started flying. Because if we go back to when Mario Cristobal was hired, Manny Diaz was still the active head coach while they were making sure all the I's are dotted and T's were crossed to hire Mario Cristobal. The college football media conglomerate didn't particularly appreciate how that was handled. It's funny because all they did was make fun of Manny when he was the head coach of Miami because of some of his failures. But the minute he was going to get pushed out the door, now he was the offended party. Yeah. Like, hey, wait a minute, you can't treat him that way. We made our jokes, but now that the institution is treating him a certain way in favor of Mario Cristobal, who isn't all that complimented as far as the greater college football Twitterverse is concerned, they got Manny's back. And the joke was Manny Diaz won the ACC before Miami and Mario. Then those jokes had to kind of get pushed aside because Notre Dame became the team of interest as far as bad things happening to them. So UVA goes on the list. Nice year for Tony Elliott. Nice year for Chandler Morris until the very last pass of maybe his college football career. We'll see. I think he may be looking to get another year because why not? Everyone else is.
Go home, Chandler Morris.
Go home.
Chandler Morris, wasn't he the starting quarterback on the TCU team that made the
Was that Max Duggan or Chandler Morris?
No, but I think Morris got hurt, and that's why Duggan
took over?
Yeah, okay. He was like the guy who was supposed to start for that team.
And then,
in 22? Like, come on. What are we doing, guys?
He was the starter to start the 2023 season, but yeah, he backed up.
Okay, backed up Duggan.
He backed up Duggan, in 2022.
Yeah. Did he also, play for Oklahoma? Or he didn't play, but he was, on the run?
That's where he signed out of high school initially. Oh, went to TCU, to North Texas, and now at Virginia. And he may be looking for another year.
No. Denied.
You're not part of the NCAA.
Denied.
Okay. Chandler Morris, get ready for the UFL, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what Sean Mays is saying.
You'll be a great backup to Jordan Tamu.
Yeah. How do you feel about St. Louis in spring? So UVA from potential CFP spot to, I imagine they didn't turn down a bowl. I'm not sure where they're playing. That happened to them late Saturday night. BYU, in that same vein, now you played a better opponent, but win and you're in. You win, you beat Tech, all this Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama stuff kind of goes by the wayside because you're taking another spot, and Texas Tech would have kept their spot. But that game was never close. Outside of the fact that BYU scored an opening touchdown, something that Texas Tech hadn't given up all year long, then BYU goes 90 yards for a touchdown to take the lead, and then after that, their offense did next to nothing. How many turnovers and three and outs did they have in the second half? Was it four turnovers and a couple three and outs? It was just not a ball game. Texas Tech's defense is really good, at least against Big 12 competition. They'll have a bye, so we'll see what it looks like maybe when they see Oregon. But I think we did it here. The Baron Morton thing, don't like it. Don't like it. You better hope Jacob Rodriguez is actually Heisman level. He didn't make it to New York. They had the other linebacker make multiple plays, picking off passes. But that defense is going to have to carry him, because the Baron Morton thing, if he's not throwing a fade down the sidelines, it always feels like he's near a pick. I watched him against BYU. BYU plays pretty good defense. And he was always a fingertip away, it felt like, from a ball getting deflected and popping in the air. Yeah. And that resulting in a BYU interception.
So the second half for BYU started with a 12-play drive that ended in a missed field goal. Then you go three plays interception, three plays punt, two plays fumble, one play interception, four play downs, one play interception, four plays punt. Not great stuff.
No, and Kalani Sitake after the game, because everyone gets asked a question when they're in the CFP mix about potentially making the playoff. He goes, you know, I'd really like a third shot at those guys.
Did you really say that?
Something... I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, that was the quote. God. You would like a third shot at Texas Tech. Have you seen yourselves against Texas Tech?
Yeah, you're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, you're getting worse against them.
Last time you only lost 29-7.
And that was at home, and that was on the road. At a neutral site, yes, Texas Tech filled that place up. You got beat even worse. No, you don't. Yeah. Go to the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is where they're going. Now, you thought you were going to see Notre Dame, but Notre Dame are cowards and whiners, so they're not playing in that game. You'll play someone else. Get your 12
Georgia
wins.
Tech.
Yeah, get 12 wins against Georgia Tech. That's
a,
cool.
That's a great bowl game.
Is Haynes King going to?
He better.
I don't know.
What else is he
he's
doing?
He's got to get beat up in that game, too. That's the only way Georgia Tech wins games, is nearly killing Haynes King.
I'm sorry, Haynes King, but, you know, might be the last time you put on pads.
The UFL exists. He'll be able to put on pads there if he wants to. Whether he's an
NFL.
I'd
love him on the Houston Gamblers. Man, I would love that.
Does Haynes King get a not drafted?
From Texas.
He might get drafted. He might.
Is he going to play tight end?
No. He won't play quarterback for long.
Okay.
But he'll be on a training camp roster, I think, at least.
Okay.
I think someone will throw something at
him. Listen, I have nothing but respect.
The Ravens would be a perfect fit for Haynes King.
Because
they drafted Trace McSorley at 1.2, or at least had him on the roster.
I was going to say, I don't think they did. They, I can't imagine someone watched Trace McSorley throw a football and then drafted him.
They had a Trace McSorley. They had him on the roster. Okay. Haynes King could get drafted, or at least get signed by the Ravens.
Listen, I have nothing.
Yeah, sixth round pick. Wow. Trace McSorley.
Oh my God, he got drafted before Quinn Ewers did.
Yeah, Haynes King could wind up on the Ravens being. I wouldn't rule it out. Sure, he's a guy that Harbaugh would love. Hard nose, willing to take punishment.
Look, yeah, I have nothing but respect for Haynes King, the toughness the competitor and the man. It's just, you know, throwing a football I have a problem with.
Look, if Tommy DeVito can take snaps in an NFL game, Haynes King can be on a roster. The man's making backup quarterback commercials.
I also think he'd be great as a tight end, though. Imagine him going over the middle.
How big is Haynes King? He's going to have to put on 25, 30 pounds.
He can do it, though. I believe in him.
Yeah, he's 215. He's got a lot of weight to put on to be a tight end. I mean, at least 35 pounds, something like that.
Come on.
So
have some protein powder. Get out there.
Or get started being a dentist. I don't know what he, whatever it's going to be, Haynes King.
Haynes King major.
Yeah. Number four, Alabama. They're four because they got stomped, but they made the playoff anyway. But Alabama fans, from their former star running backs like Damian Harris and also Mark Ingram, don't believe they belong in the playoff. There's a standard at Alabama, and those guys were on the Nick Saban teams, and they were probably very embarrassed by what they saw against Georgia, and rightfully so. And they're like, nope, we don't belong. Is that more about protecting yourself from getting embarrassed again? But you're playing Oklahoma, so you likely won't get embarrassed again.
I mean, they won't be able to run the ball again.
I mean, there will be no there will be no aesthetically pleasing football in that game.
Yeah, like it, you might win, but I don't think that Mark Ingram will be like, now this reminds me of back in the day.
Probably not. But a CFP win in DeBoer's second year would be very important. You don't want to get beat by Oklahoma three times.
Definitely not. Actually, Kalen DeBoer should not want to be in the playoff. There's literally no upside for Kalen DeBoer. Even if he wins against Oklahoma, like then they would play Indiana, correct?
Indiana, yeah. On a neutral side.
I know that Indiana is a great team. I don't know if Alabama fans know that. I think just the shock of Indiana beating, just the helmet of Indiana football beating the Tide will cause psychic damage to the Tide fans.
Although they just saw Indiana beat Ohio State.
You think they saw that? No, you think they watched the Big Ten title game?
It's probably something they would never deign to do.
No.
Because it's beneath them.
They switched over to to SEC Network and watched, I don't know,
Tebow and others talk about the loss.
Or Marty and McGee. Or the Archie Manning documentary.
Or maybe they wanted
SEC stories.
Maybe they wanted to be amused and watch the ACC title game. Hey, this is funny.
This is cute.
Yeah, look at these guys go at
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't normally JV play before varsity?
So I heard someone talk about, I think it was it Danny Cannell? He might have been at the Big Ten title game. And he talked about how Ohio State looked the part compared to Indiana. Indiana just didn't have the bodies
dudes
that Ohio State had. And yet they won the game. Alabama, if they get through Oklahoma, they are not as talented as Ohio State. But as far as comparing dudes to Indiana, they'll have the dudes advantage, get off the bus advantage as well. It probably won't matter because they can't run the football and they make mistakes, and Indiana will capitalize on them. But if Alabama could put it together, they were one of the teams people thought was a real national title contender, and then they had to see them play football, starting with the Florida State game.
Yeah.
So health will be a major concern for them, but first they got to get through Oklahoma. So
I can see why they're like, you know what, just send us home. Send us home. Because there's not, like, the upside, like, the only way to satisfy these people is to win the national championship.
That's true.
So it's only prolonging the, like, man, we got knocked out by Georgia. You can complain about the committee. You can be like, then why would we even make the SEC title game? You know, it should have been Ole Miss instead, and they get kicked out or whatever. This way they have to actually confront, like, either you lose to this Oklahoma team for the second time this season after losing to a worse version of this team last year, or Indiana beats you, or I guess, you know, if they make the semifinals, then I don't know who they play, but it would probably be respectable.
It was respectable
in the eyes of Alabama fans.
Probably be
Oregon, Texas Tech.
The Oregon, Texas Tech.
Or JMU.
Yeah. Well, let's not rule it out. We can probably rule that out. JMU at Oregon in one one first round
tough
game.
Spot. By the way, Haynes King has a business management degree from A&M and is getting a master's in history, technology, and society at Georgia Tech.
So he's got options. If he's
got options after the Pop-Tart Bowl.
He may go out and play.
I'm just saying, like, you can collapse a lung and still be management degree.
This is not what I'm looking for Haynes King. I've watched that dude get hit over and over again.
Every game, it looks like he's getting up. I'm just saying, every game, it looks like he collapses a lung.
Yeah, he gets up like he's in real pain. He's a person, whether it's on purpose or not, it looks like he got hit hard and it hurts, but he's going to get up and do it again because that's just part of his personality.
And I love him for it.
I think he should eat part of a giant Pop-Tart in a Georgia Tech Pop-Tarts Bowl win. That's how he should close out his career.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
After 25 carries for 60 yards against BYU.
Against BYU, yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, Bear Bachemeyer over there. He'll get his 10 to 12 touches as well. It'll be a lot of quarterback run in that game because the downfield passing options.
You know what?
Or ability isn't great.
I'm glad Notre Dame isn't in this thing. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be glad? Oh, you mean in the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
Yeah, I'm glad.
You want to see Bear Bachemeyer versus James King?
Yeah, not this.
Real football feels like 1945. Look, I know they're in the shotgun, but it's 1945 football.
Yeah, one of the quarterbacks wears 47. he wears the number 47.
Yeah.
And his first name is Bear.
Yeah. It all fits like he should be part of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Or the guys who followed the Four Horsemen at Notre Dame. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got a couple more segments to go. Misery Index is Notre Dame for reasons we discussed. UVA for being a fourth down stop away from being in the CFP. BYU for not being close at all, but losing in a win an end game. And, of course, Alabama, because you got stomped by Kirby, and now you got to deal with Oklahoma's defense and the thought of losing to that team three times in 2 years. And then Joey Galloway, just for being miserable overall. All right. We got a couple more things to get to before we wrap it up. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. And did we mention the Notre Dame clause on air?
I forgot.
We'll bring it up again.
Speaking of participation.
Yes. Right. Speaking of, come on, guys. What are we doing? We'll get to that and more when we come back.
The Del Olalea Show continues. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea.
So the Texans have beaten some good football teams. Surprisingly so, when we remember their start. Now they're 8-5, and you think the Cardinals are a bit of a breather. They're bad. They're really bad. They got a quarterback who they did not want to be their starters, at least at the beginning of the year. Jacoby Brissett is their starter. But he's got something over the Texans that I don't believe anyone else has. And he's got a chance to do something that is rarely done. He's got a chance to beat the Texans with his fourth different team. Jacoby Brissett is one of, as I look at it, is it eight quarterbacks? He has the chance to be one of eight quarterbacks to beat a team with four different organizations. He's done it already with the Patriots, the Colts, and the Dolphins. And now he's got a chance to do it with the Cardinals. Sam Darnold's done it three times. He beat the Texans, of course, earlier this year with the Seahawks. He did it with Minnesota last year, and he also did it with Carolina. And then Matt Hasselbeck has done it with Seattle, Tennessee, and Indy. So Jacoby Brissett is trying to do it as well. This can't happen. I mean, it's technically possible, but this cannot be allowed to happen. He cannot beat the Texans with his fourth different team.
I mean, Sam Darnold and Matt Hasselbeck's, I guess, a little bit better than these guys, but it's not like it's some great quarterbacks that have done this to the Texans.
Understood.
At first, I thought you were saying he's the first guy ever to, or not. Not the first guy, but the fourth or whatever to beat any team with four different teams.
No, it's happened
to the Texans three times.
He's the third guy to do it to the Texans.
He would be the third. Yeah, okay.
He's already the third.
Oh, with
he would be the
teams.
First to do it four times. He's already done it three times.
This is already such a bad stat for the Texans.
Yeah, Hasselbeck and Sam Darnold are the others. So.
So bad.
Well, I guess the point is good quarterbacks generally stay with their teams.
I guess.
Darnold has done it in back-to-back years. He wasn't on Carolina in 22, was he? He didn't start in 22 for the. He didn't do it in three straight.
No, because he was a backup for San Francisco for a year.
So he has done it in back-to-back years, 25-24, and Bryce Young was there in 23. So Bryce Young beat the Texans in 23. So.
Whoops.
So Sam Darnold hasn't done it three straight years.
Bryce Young might be the next guy to do this.
Well, he's got one already.
He's got one already.
Yeah. So there it is. Let's avoid that. Very convoluted to get there, but yeah. the gist of it is.
Don't lose to Jacoby Brissett.
Four times with a fourth.
The Patriots one is fine in 2016.
That was one fine. Where he was a third string quarterback at the time.
Yeah. But that Patriots team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
but not with him at quarterback. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, they're also
they were like running quarterback sweeps. I think.
Yeah, and they were like 3-1 without Brady that year.
Yeah,
because he got suspended for something.
Deflategate.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, you can't let
this Cardinals team
beat you.
So it has happened 8 times since 1950 that a quarterback has beaten one team with 4 different teams.
Okay.
The leader is a guy we see on Amazon Prime weekly. Ryan Fitzpatrick has beaten the Jags with 6 different teams.
Oh my God.
He did it with
I thought you were going to say he's done it a bunch because he's played for like 7 or 8 teams.
So he's done it to multiple teams.
So he's beaten a lot of teams 3 times.
He has beaten the Jags.
Oh my God.
With 6 different teams.
Jags, have some self-respect.
And of course we know Ryan Fitzpatrick's well traveled. These aren't exactly the best teams in football. That's the reason why he's starting on the team.
2014 Texans.
Well, that's one of them.
Yeah. And then I assume
the Bengals,
the Titans when he was on the Titans.
Yeah. The Bills, the Jets. He had that 1 year with the Jets where they were good, and then he fell apart in the final game of the season.
One good year with the Bills too.
And then Miami as well. That's where Fitzmagic started.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was.
How did it not happen with the Bucks? When he was throwing to DeSean Jackson, it didn't happen with the Bucks again. I guess just
NFC, AFC.
Yeah, just didn't happen. Yeah,
get him on the schedule.
Yeah, all the teams he did it with are AFC teams. So he is the guy, and the Jags are his foil. I don't need to
That's
be Jacoby Brissett's foil. Let's not get to 4.
No. Because as you're reading off the Ryan Fitzpatrick stuff, I mean, there's 3 different teams where I was like, you know, he was pretty good with Team X. So Fitzpatrick might be a little, I mean, he is better than Brissett, at least like name value wise. And like the highs are higher. There's not really been the Brissett, like, oh yeah, this guy's awesome year. I really don't want Brissett and Michael Wilson or whoever that receiver is, Michael Wilson, than Marvin Harrison Jr. is.
Yeah. By the way, the numbers for Brissett as far as his success against the Texans go beyond the 3 different teams.
Oh, is he?
And this is all thanks to the Chronicle. He started 61 games in his career. He's only won 20 of them.
All right.
5 of them are against the Texans. 5 of his 20 career wins are against the Texans. 25% of his entire wins, his entire win number is against the Texans.
The Colts had to have like swept them or something with
probably.
Set. Yeah.
Probably. Well, was it a David Culley year when he was the quarterback for the Colts?
If we create the T.Y. Hilton All-Stars.
Ooh, I like that.
I think he's the quarterback.
Yes.
Success plus career success.
Yes, if you don't know like what we're referencing. Like, T.Y. Hilton was a fine receiver outside of playing the Texans.
Perfectly fine.
But he wasn't what he was against the Texans. He became a Hall of Famer. Well, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he would have been a Hall of Famer if he did against the Texans what he did against everybody
else. If you didn't watch T.Y. Hilton against the Texans, imagine what Jackson Smith and Jigba does to every team in the league.
And what he did against the Texans.
Including the Texans.
Yes.
But that's what T.Y. Hilton would only do against the Texans.
Yeah, so Brissett is the quarterback.
Yeah,
Particularly if he gets this one, that's 4.
He has a pretty good case without.
Yeah, Hasselbeck, better player. And then we also mentioned Sam Darnold.
Darnold, I don't know. They're just not the same.
Yeah.
I don't sit there and be like, man, Darnold rips them up.
And Darnold did it with good teams, Minnesota last year and the Seattle this year. Jacoby Brissett, outside of that Patriots year, it was a lot of or bad teams he's beating the Texans with.
Yeah.
Who else?
So, like, Derrick Henry, like, obviously is the best. Like, he has most of his.
So, we would have to kind of massage some of this. If we're going to throw Derrick Henry on, that's a Hall of Fame running back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think he qualifies. I think he's too good.
Yeah, he wouldn't qualify for this. We'd have to think of another running back.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think maybe this is just like running tally, because I think we mentioned someone a few weeks ago where it's like he's kind of pulling a T.Y. Hilton against the Texans. Like he's kind of balling out.
So there it is. let's
Jonathan Taylor. Nah, Jonathan Taylor.
He's too good of a player.
But he also tears apart the Texans.
So let's not reaffirm Jacoby's dominance against the Texans on Sunday. The Cardinals are bad. They have some interesting offensive talent in Trey McBride. You mentioned Michael Wilson, who, as long as Marvin Harrison's not playing, he gets a lot of targets and produces.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. You can't. I mean,
you cannot lose.
These next two games
are must wins.
All the goodwill that they've built, all the not just local goodwill, but like the national love.
You wouldn't want to play the Texans. No one wants to play them, talk.
We did a segment last week, Dale, where we played like five different clips of teams, of guys hyping up the Texans going into the Kansas City game and just judging them off of like, is this too hyped or amount of hype, a correct amount of hype? And they're all insane. Stephen A. Smith basically said that they could win the Super Bowl. Like, Stephen A. Smith said that. I don't know the last time Stephen A. Smith's even talked about the Texans in a glowing way. So to give that all back after a loss to either the Cardinals or the Raiders would be like borderline disastrous.
It would surprise you that in the year that Jacoby Brissett started for the Colts, he did not sweep the Texans.
Wow.
He went 1-1 that year.
Wow. So he did one. How does he have five wins? How does he played them five times?
New England, of course. He's been with the Colts multiple. He was the Colts. We forget. He was with the Colts for five seasons and started in some of those games.
You know what?
When he was a full time, when he started 15. When he started the 15 in 09, he did not sweep them. But he started another 15 in 17, and that's where he got another one of his wins.
I did
not know he spent five seasons.
I had no idea that. I guess he was Luck's backup, right? Is that what that would have been?
Well, we don't have Andrew Luck. We got to play him, right? Because he started 15 games in 2017. 2017 he started 15 games.
Oh, yeah. Then he got hurt. Luck got hurt that year, right?
Or was that the year he retired?
I thought he retired in 19.
He might be right about that. I don't remember the Andrew Luck timeline. I just know he's like the minister of vibes at Stanford.
He missed a bunch of time like,
from injury
that led to him retiring. So it probably is both. But
yeah, Jacoby Brissett got another one. He got two wins in 17.
Okay,
and then one in 19.
Then math checks out.
Yeah, so there it is. Let's not let him get a sixth win.
God no, because I thought like maybe he was. He played them during the Culley Lovey years.
It was the Bill O'Brien years.
Yeah. He earned those wins.
He beat a 9-7 football team at least a couple times.
Yeah, come on.
So he is a bit of a boogeyman somehow, some way. I don't think it's happening. That Cardinals team is not good.
I remember it's Karlaftis we were talking yesterday.
Yeah,
we're Karlaftis. Talking about is
the TY All Stars.
He's one of the ends. He's one of the DNs on the TY Hilton All Stars.
Definitely the case. Definitely the case. So we're building a roster.
Yes, we're building. Yes, submit your suggestions.
Yeah, I'm building a team. All right, let's go to break. It's a funny stat. I'm thankful to the Chronicle for doing the research. Yeah. It's funny because we're 8-5.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
If this was a team who
misery plus time equals humor. Yes.
If this team was 5-8, certainly be a lot less funny, and I would be expecting his success against the Texans to continue. I do not expect that to happen on Sunday at NRG. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got one more segment to go. We'll be back.
You're back inside the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
So while Philip Rivers worked out for the Colts, he's going to have to answer, at least to this show, if he winds up on that Colts roster. Because in summer of this year, he announced himself as retiring as a Charger, signed one of those one-day deals to retire as a Charger, put out a video. Although I don't actually know if he signed a one-day deal, but he did do a video, I'm retiring a Charger. Hold on now. If you play for the Colts or even just on their roster, Does that mean I got to watch you in another video this summer, retiring as a Charger again? Or we don't do that because your want to play could pop up again in 2 years.
At any moment.
Yeah, at any moment. What are we doing?
Just anytime the Colts need a quarterback, they just come calling and they get Philip Rivers.
So Philip Rivers has been out of football for, was it 4 years, five years?
Because I think he's like a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Like, he's Hall of Fame eligible.
So he last played football in 2020 with the Colts. He waited. I guess he was waiting for another call. Why do you wait 5 years to retire as a Charger? Which he did earlier this year. Now he's going to go back on all that to play for the Colts again, and maybe knock his Chargers out of the playoffs because they're competing for one of the final spots. Who knows how it goes? They don't play each other, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's not that many spots. You know, yeah. There's three Phillip spots Rivers, left. Probably all
turncoat traitor. We'll see. I don't like that it overshadows Jason Pierre-Paul coming back though.
Actually coming back. Because we don't know.
We don't know that Philip Rivers
was actually coming
back. We don't know if his arm works. We just know that he worked out for the Colts. Jason Pierre-Paul did get signed by the Bucks. Yes.
How bad is Riley Leonard that the Colts are like, we need to get a 5-year retired guy?
Well, I saw him against the Jags because that's one of the games I was in our market because the Texans were playing on Sunday night. He got in there. He didn't look any worse than other average to below average quarterbacks.
Okay.
I just don't know what they have behind them, and maybe that's more of a reason to look at Philip Rivers. Look,
I would say if we're talking about we need to shore up the backup behind Riley Leonard, season's over.
That was going to be my next thing. Where are you as a team, and what do you possibly think you can accomplish if you're hoping possibly that Philip Rivers has anything left? Because you don't sign Philip Rivers to be your backup. You could sign some guy off your practice squad, off someone else's practice squad. What's the guy's name? Johnson. He was in one of those.
Oh,
backup.
Josh Johnson.
What's Josh Johnson up to besides filming a backup quarterback commercial? Yeah. He can come in here and do that. You could sign him off of somebody's practice squad if he currently resides on one.
Yeah.
And have him in. Philip Rivers, the only reason you're even looking at him is because you think he's an improvement over Riley Leonard. And if that's the case, pack it up, which we think the Colts should do anyway.
They're not
winning anything.
It all comes in the background of like their season's kind of already over.
Yeah,
before this Achilles injury with Daniel Jones, like just after the Texans beat the Colts, I was like, the Colts are probably the team that's going to drop out of the playoffs to make room for either the Texans or the Chiefs at that point. Now it's less likely that's the Chiefs, but I mean, they're scared. Do you know who they play this week? They play the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
The number one defense.
We talked about it yesterday.
Number one, or maybe the Texans are the number two. By the way, they end their season against the Texans. So they're going to play the two of the top, maybe two defenses in the NFL to end their season. Never mind, there's a game against, I think they have another one against the Jags, and they have one against San Francisco as well.
If you're Philip Rivers,
their season's over,
and the workout's going well, do you look at the schedule? He wouldn't play this week against the Seahawks. You look at the schedule and go, wait a minute, there's a winner-take-all Colts-Texans game possibly, and I got to avoid Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Jalen Petrie? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm good.
He probably caught the end of the Sunday night game as he's putting the kids to bed.
Yeah.
One of the many kids to bed. And he puts it on. He's like, whoa. I have to play those guys?
Philip Rivers, you don't want any part of this.
No.
You don't want any part of the Texans being in a win-and-in situation. You don't want that.
If the arm works, what he should do is actually retire a L.A. Charger.
Again?
And just be the backup for Justin Herbert.
Yeah, who can play with broken bones in his hand, so you don't even have to worry about getting out there.
Yeah, because I'll believe that he's an improvement over Trey Lance. Oh, I believe that. Their quarterback's playing with broken bones in his hand. They must really not want to play their backup.
Yeah. So while it is unlikely to actually have any effect on the season as we close it out, I do love the thought of Philip Rivers having to come into here and beat the Texans when the Texans have everything on the line.
Be
a pretty good spot for the Texans.
Bad.
Not for him, but for this side,
I would feel great.
Yes.
Yeah, I think my guilt would override.
You didn't do anything wrong.
It would not be pretty for me.
The elder abuse is what it would be. God. We'll go to break. All right, actually, we'll close the show with that. Rich Eisen's up next. He'll be followed by Jeremy and Joe. But since we're done for the day, what's that mean, Sean?
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Rivers to a Ballard once he sees the schedule. We'll talk to you tomorrow.